Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines, you rascals, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dolphins, their playoff hopes are alive. They beat the Cleveland Browns 20-3. Leroy was boots on the ground in Cleveland. Was there anybody a surprise that you got to see? Was you like, oh, I didn't recognize Vinny Testaverde. He was here.
No, not really.
You went to dinner with Bernie, though?
No, because I got in at 12.
Oh, so you only saw him at the game.
Right. I hung out with Eric Metcalf.
Still talking trash?
Oh, my God. Somebody said, why are you wearing Michigan? I said, as much as I would love to troll all of Ohio, wearing Michigan colors. These are not Michigan colors. The blue is too light and it's yellow. It's not maize. I said, but I'm hanging out with Eric. And you best believe I'm not wearing my Michigan stuff around him after what I went through on that ride home.
Yeah, that's true.
So
the business.
Like, yeah. They don't give me a hard they won't give me a hard time for wearing my Michigan colors there.
I'm aware. You think you're the only guy who gets the pass, I would think of. It's definitely not Braylon Edwards. So here's the Dolphins scenarios for those who have been unaware. But the Dolphins are alive in the playoffs. They need the Broncos to lose to the Chiefs, and the Dolphins need to beat the Jets. Oh, Leroy, how great was that Aaron Rodgers performance yesterday?
Listen.
Wow.
Here's what I would say.
I told y'all this.
That's fair.
I told you. And everybody got mad at me. Right? Everybody compete for a division. That's what they were saying before the season.
Worse with him than with Tim Boyle. Oof. And Zach Wilson.
They go, we were 7-10 last year with no quarterbacking. So what do you call that you got now? Spend $50 million.
Incredible. By the way, how happy are they that they restructured Deshaun Watson's contract and keeping him around longer?
They restructured it?
Yeah. Yeah, they restructured it over the weekend.
So they stretched the money out?
I guess so. You know, they did all that cap jujitsu stuff.
Well, they could stretch.
But it basically means he's going to be their quarterback next year. I think some people were are they going to bite the bullet?
No, it don't.
I think it does, dude. I think it
because
does.
Because here's the deal. Think about it now. You can restructure. You can stretch it out. You can do whatever. You were going to pay that money regardless. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can stretch it out and soften the blow, then you can go out and draft a quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers yesterday, 12 of 18, 112 yards, 2 picks, oof, sacked for a safety, unnecessary roughness penalty.
Can I just tell you, the sack for me would have been the glorious part.
Oh. The safety?
Mr. The safety.
Yeah.
Mr. Quick Release. Mr.
To me, what hurt was the interception. I just saw it now. Gregory Russo tips it. Jordan Phillips picks it. And I'm just looking at these two Miami Lynx and just seeing them thrive while we're
here's what I would say.
Fighting
for our lives. It's not the fact that people thought Aaron Rodgers was going to continue to be Aaron Rodgers, right? But the fact that you guys were giddy, 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers is back from a torn Achilles. We back, baby. Have you seen all the Achilles tears on old people, what they look like right now? One is playing the worst football of his career, and career might be over. And two, another team that gave a whole bunch of guaranteed money, right? He ain't even playing no more.
The Jets are expected to interview Rex Ryan for their job, for their head coaching job.
I got to tell you what. Guess who Rex Ryan don't like?
Aaron Rodgers. Hates him.
Right. Because it's the antics.
Well, did
coaches
you see?
Don't like it, the antics.
Apparently Garrett Wilson, you know, who's obviously very talented. The word is, if Aaron Rodgers is back, he wants out. He's like, trade me.
Damn.
Yeah.
Trade me. I'm done.
Well, what do you think happens with Devontae Adams?
I imagine he stays because Devontae Adams loves Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm saying regardless of Aaron Rodgers, do you think actually Devontae Adams solely depends on whether or not Aaron Rodgers stays?
I don't think solely. I mean, I don't know what their plan. Who knows what their plan is?
Can I just say
this? Who knows what the Jets are thinking?
He signed.
So true.
He got traded from the black and gold to the green and white of the same organization. They just changed colors.
He just changed camouflage of bum.
Right.
Crazy.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Cheese, that's my guy.
Go on, okay.
Matt. Aaron, you have Devontae Adams come on the show.
And here's what sucks.
Punting.
Here's what sucks. Is that between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they sold you this bill of goods. But here's what the Jets didn't do. Fortify that offensive line.
Oof.
Right? Made the terrible assumption that that defense was going to be the same every year, which it hasn't been. And Aaron Rodgers was going to save you. Not even Aaron Rodgers could save the Jets.
Nope.
In fact, you have ruined what we think of Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So, Aaron Rodgers, as kooky as he's been in the past with some of the things he said, you could always say, dude is great. I'll tolerate it. But guess what? That ship has sailed.
So the Dolphins this weekend, they'll play at 4:25 against the New York Jets. Same time as Chiefs and Broncos. So
you know they do that purposely, right?
Yeah. It's like the soccer thing. You don't want nobody get a jump on it. They will know whether they'll. I guess we'll know about the Bengals because all the AFC North plays the day beforehand. So we'll know if the Bengals have a chance to get in. If
the
both
Bengals
teams lose,
if then all the Dolphins have to do is win.
The Bengals don't matter to the Dolphins.
Okay.
The Bengals are dependent on the Dolphins losing. They need the Dolphins and the Broncos to lose.
Okay.
And they need to win. That gets the Bengals in.
The Bengals aren't winning.
Who are they playing? They're playing the Steelers?
Steelers
locked everything up. The Bengals are playing great. Well, Joe Burrow is playing great.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is playing fantastic football.
Okay.
T. Higgins and Joe Burrow.
I think there's a chance, though, that I don't know what the tiebreaker is, I guess.
The tiebreaker is conference record, which is why the Dolphins have the three-way. So they have the tiebreaker over all of these teams if they all finish 9-8. So the Dolphins' conference record would be, I think, 7-5, and the best these guys can do is 6-6.
Who would have thought after
that the Dolphins have a tiebreaker?
After the season that we've had, Dolphins own a tiebreaker.
Dolphins have the tiebreaker.
Keep in mind, at what point they were all 3-6.
Yeah.
So you never thought that you would be worried about a tiebreaker with three teams that are 3-6.
Well, that overtime game, first of all, is crazy. I mean, the Bengals, you're like, all right, why are you scoring the touchdown? And then, like, they had the whole injury thing, so the clock had to stop. They're like, all right, touchdown. But you're like, all right, what are the odds the Broncos are going to get down? That was the craziest catch. I was like, whoop.
That was crazy.
What was that dude's name? Mims?
Yeah. We'll never hear it again.
But, dude, but that was insane, that
Marvin
play.
Marvin Mims or something like that?
Oh, that's, dude, this is why I'm hot.
Marvin. Yes.
Mims.
Mims.
That play was crazy. So
Tobin has no idea what we're talking about.
No,
Tobin used to get down to This Is Why I'm Hot.
Yep.
Doom 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 doom. So you gotta find it and play it in a rejoin.
So anyway, the Broncos, they lose in overtime. They only needed a tie. Couldn't get it, so the Bengals are in position. But obviously what everybody is waiting for, because the Chiefs have everything locked up, they're 15-1. They don't have to play anybody. They're the one seed. However, the one man who's beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs is Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. And so, like, do you let the Broncos in? You can take out the Broncos, but like, is it the worst?
What if all three teams lose?
Then the Broncos are in.
Okay.
The Broncos have the 9-7 record right now. Dolphins are 8-8, and the Bengals are 8-8.
Right.
So everybody has to catch the Broncos record, but the Dolphins would have the tiebreak regardless. Either they would have
the Broncos win and they're in.
Broncos win and they're in. Broncos win and they're in. And I think even if they tie, they're in.
Yep, because 9-7-1 beats 8-9 or 9-8.
So. Yeah, I think that
they get that 1 point for the tie.
But if there's any possibility of just keeping the Bengals knocked out,
can I just tell you, this has the makings of one of those patented Kansas City Chief 14-10 games.
That's what they do.
Either way, which is going to be nerve-wracking.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then, of course,
they're not. It's safe to say the Kansas City Chiefs will not get blown out.
And then, of course, I mean, the Dolphins have to go beat the Jets, who they were kind of in a dogfight with a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's football.
So,
like, that's football. Like, I'm not.
I will say though, Leroy, if the Broncos do lose and the Dolphins lose to the Jets and the Bengals get in, people are gonna be mad.
Man, they were already mad.
That's fair. But more mad.
Like, you're already.
You botched
3 weeks
it.
Ago, you were talking about.
I thought it was over.
Overfire everybody.
I thought it was over.
So, what are you gonna? Are you gonna feel indifferent if they make the playoffs? It's a crazy thing that you have predetermined how you're gonna feel before the season's over with, and now that they have a chance.
Well, I think the only way everybody can get the stink off of them, the only way. I don't make the rules. This is just what they are. You got to upset the Bills. That's the only way. If you beat the Bills in the first round, everybody gets a pass.
Wow, dude.
If you break 25 years of misery, everybody gets a pass. But if you get and no pride game.
No.
If you get your teeth kicked in by the Bills for a third time.
You don't think it's the fact that they fought back from, what were they, 3-7?
2-6.
No, not good enough.
2-6? 2-6 to still make the playoffs. That don't matter?
Nope. I think McDaniel's safe. I think everybody was safe.
I don't mean safe. I mean, does that not make you feel good about your team?
I don't know. Does it make you feel good, Marcos?
No.
Is Tua the quarterback? Is Tua getting the wins, or does it matter?
But I'm just like, I don't like what this team has shown.
Mm-hmm.
Even with how they talked, they're showing some stones right now.
They are showing stones.
And if they're able to get to 9-8 and make the playoffs after, like, come on.
Showing stones.
Dude, we did the shows.
This guy just said his hip hurts. Like,
huh?
You're not showing stones if your starting quarterback may sit out because his little hip hurts.
Dude, I want to come and hit your hip and see you hop around, Froggy. Right?
That's in my element.
I mean, how many doctors do you think Tua's lying to this weekend?
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
But you know what I'm saying? Like is there nothing that would make you feel good about what I'm trying to do? Is this stop moving the bar. Like, the season didn't go like you planned.
I'm not moving the bar. They're moving the bar. I had my bar.
Wait, the season didn't go how you planned.
Technically, my bar would remain the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, they are moving the bar.
Hmm. Yeah, but the season, the way it played out, would make
sense. Sounds like you're moving the bar. My bar never changed.
I'm not moving the bar. I've always, Tobin, you know me. Hmm? I have always said, right? You got to let the season play out. Everything, every season is different. How you get there, how you accomplish things, or whatever.
That would mean you're moving the bar. I never moved the bar. My bars remain the same.
No, you still, the way this season has gone, the only way you can consider it a good season is if they beat the Bills in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. So if they go 9-8 and don't make the playoffs.
No, not a good season.
Bad season.
Not a good season.
But they could go 9-8 and make the playoffs.
Better.
And it has nothing to do with that.
Better, but not what I wanted.
9-8 is 9-8.
It's like Toby Keith said. Hmm? I love this bar.
But I don't. Okay. I guess it's just me, right? Mm. I just know that seasons play out in a weird and crazy way.
Mm.
And the fact that this team didn't fold up shop and were still able, if they're able to, go 9-8, I know you need help.
I think it's less than a record. I think it would show a lot for Mike McDaniel, who I'm not in favor of firing. However, there were still things that, you know, they should have probably been better prepared for, i.e. Tua's durability. You know, the fact that they couldn't get through a four-game stretch against bad teams and couldn't put a competent game together with the quarterback that they chose in Skylar Thompson. Like, there's going to be a lot of regret on the season. If they finish 9-8 and then they lose to the Bills again, the whole point of this season was, where are you in comparison to the team that's dominated the division? So even though, yes, it'll show pride. You guys didn't fold up shop. Good for you. You didn't Jets it up. However, in the real scheme of things, where are you?
Mm.
That's what we need to know.
Look at that.
All right.
So I haven't moved the bar. My bar has stayed the same.
So you're basically telling me.
But I'm rooting for it. If they go
9-8, you would have been.
Well, I'll tell you this.
No different if they would have went 6-11.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Because I'm not one of these people who want. Like, I know you ran into fans who are like, I don't even want to go to the playoffs. I want the Dolphins to go to the playoffs. I want that smoke. All right. I want them. Even just a couple of years
ago. Anything's possible if you get in.
Of course. Of course. What did I say?
Of course.
Of Christ.
Anyway. Oh, of Christ. Thompson.
That's pretty good.
Of course I want to get in. No doubt. I want to get in. I think that shows something, but it's not a success.
Mm. Listen. Yikes, man.
It's not a success.
I would think, listen, there's different levels of this. Mm. I would say before the season, winning a playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We will all say that would have been a successful season.
Right.
Then you go 2-6. Now you're thinking, if we just get there and not be 5-12 or 6-11,
mm-hmm.
then that would be somewhat of an accomplishment. Not what the accomplishments you set for the team before the season, but as the season played out, to fight, scratch, and claw to get into the playoffs, that is an accomplishment in itself. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that the 11-31 team, when they flipped the script and went to second half,
yeah,
even though they didn't make the playoffs, based on how they started, was that not an accomplishment?
It was an accomplishment, although hindsight, like, I mean, you know, then you paid Deion Waiters a 4-year deal.
You know what
we kind of got blinded by. We got blind in a lot of ways. The Heat, got blinded in that season. They fell in love with something that they should have just kind of been like, hey, this was a nice fling.
That was the start of running back.
You know? Horrible. It wasn't the start
again,
of
running back. Run it back. Let's do it again.
Still an accomplishment in itself.
It was an accomplishment, but it's not the goal.
That's what I'm saying about
it's not the standard. It's not the standard.
Okay, right. Well, they don't have a standard yet.
We had expectations, though.
I did have expectations.
Expectations are different now than they were then, based on how the season played out.
I would say making the playoffs after starting that, mild goosies. Right. But not goosies
galore. That's all I'm saying.
It's true.
You can still, if they make the playoffs and then get blown out in the first round, you can at least at the end say they fought like hell to get there. It's unfortunate, and I'm going to feel like crap if that happens, right?
It's cute.
Right. That's how you're going to look at it. Man. I just think that.
But if we beat Buffalo,
if they beat Buffalo, but it's ridiculous. Like saying the Dolphins are going to beat Buffalo is like saying.
Yeah, why are you saying it's
not? Saying the Dolphins beat Buffalo, it's like saying Martians are going to just walk into the studio right here.
Do you understand the difficulties I'm having with this conversation? Right?
Yes.
The man's like, you got to beat Buffalo in the playoffs. And then you followed up by saying,
No, I mean, like, because it would be so unexpected. Like, the Dolphins should be 100-point underdogs against Buffalo. With Tua or without Tua.
Wait, but you understand what you're saying and what your expectations are.
It's tough. I'm sorry.
But how can your expectations be farther away from what you actually think is going to happen?
My expectations coming into this year was, that's why I said week two was a statement game. Statement was made.
Look, the Panthers and the Heat did the same thing a few years ago. Snuck into the playoffs, and we're like, all right, you made it to the playoffs, you scrapped. And then they made it to the championship, and we're like, now that's a good season, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with these Dolphins, man. If they get eliminated in the first round, it's like, all right, well, we made it. That's cool. Whatever, I guess. We expected better, but whatever. But if we get past Buffalo.
You would essentially, it is, though. It's like you need a Jimmy Butler 56 to knock off Giannis and the Bucks.
Wow.
That's how unexpected it would be. And it was that's how crazy it would be to beat the Bills. If you're telling me that 17 is going to be out there.
If you get there and you have a chance, that's all you can ask for. Anything can happen. Sports going to happen.
If he gets kidnapped.
Jeez.
If Josh Allen is held for ransom.
Yes. Is that possible? Is that on the... He's a big guy to hold for ransom.
He'd probably just break out of the chains.
Good luck.
I don't. I don't understand. It'll be let's review. Let's see how my first day back with Tobin in a week and some change has. Here's where we are right now. We started a conversation by saying, if they don't get to the playoffs and beat Buffalo, then it's a disappointment, right? Follow it up. 2 minutes later, you probably was on the same damn breath when you said, there's no way in hell they beat Buffalo.
No, there's no shot.
Right? So here's the thing. The difference between you and me is, as long as football gone football, I'm never going to say there's no chance. I'm not. Because guess what? The Jets have absolutely no reason to win this game. But you're feeling a little nervous.
I'm not feeling nervous about this game at all, to be honest with you. I probably should be, but I'm not feeling nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
I mean,
Aaron Rodgers tapped out yesterday.
He also had his best game of the year.
While Coyote is trying new sports.
I'm not trying new sports. I'm telling you, don't feel any nervousness about taking on the Jets.
Look, you just walked out of the OK Saloon. I ain't afraid of you.
I'm not.
Right?
The Bills? Terrified.
Okay, but didn't you say if they don't beat the Bills, it's not a successful season?
No, it's not a successful season.
No.
But you have no... So you basically, in here, let me bring it back. When they were 2-6, all the stuff that everybody was saying. Now, you're saying that now without even giving the team a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're saying no matter what happens, in your eyes, they can't have a successful season. You're saying that right
probably
now.
Probably not.
Probably not. Very unlikely.
Okay.
Very unlikely. No one's getting fired in my eyes, but you didn't succeed.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, which is probably
there's
the
only
worst
one
part.
Team that succeeds.
Yeah. Nah, that's not true. If you won a playoff game, that's a success.
Oh, really? So all the teams that win a playoff game?
No, the Dolphins. Tell you, no, a team that hasn't won
a playoff game and lose, they're not going to feel like it. If Detroit wins a playoff game and then loses, they're not.
You're being a word bender right now. And I don't appreciate it. What I said. You're a bender of words.
What does that even mean?
You're a bender of words. That's not what I said. I said specifically for this franchise, the Dolphins, they haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
But
the only success.
Wait, I'm telling you this year, the way this season has gone, success is going to be different this year than the other 24 years.
No.
Really?
No.
Based on what we're talking about? Shedeur Sanders.
Who cares, dude? I don't care how they got there. The season ends the season. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it was like the last year when they were, because they had this exact scenario. They finished 9-8 with Skylar Thompson. And so it doesn't matter if you started out 6-2 and ended 9-8, or you started 2-6 and ended 9-8. Can you beat the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs or anybody in the playoffs? It just so happened you put yourself yet again in position to play the Buffalo Bills on the road. So, if they're able to do it, success. If you're not, props for guts, no success.
Props for guts. No success.
There you go.
Dude, I gotta tell you.
It's good.
Wow.
Does anybody... Hold on. Let me just get this straight.
No.
Hold on. 305-567.
I'm not asking a whole bunch of more you.
No, I just want to know. If there's one Dolphin... No, I just want to hear this out.
Do you understand? We are getting ready to go down a rabbit hole that Leroy cannot win because everybody's going to be like you.
Hold on. I'm going to do this.
You know that this one only is open up the phone.
I swear to God.
Because he knows. Everybody, you're a fan. Everybody's going to think
like you. I'm only going to ask for this. Only call in right now if you agree with Leroy. 305-567-0560.
Wait, let's get
only
the specifics out.
If you agree with Leroy that the Dolphins simply making the playoffs is a successful season.
Based on how the season went.
Fine. Okay. 305-567-0560. I only want people agreeing with Leroy that the Dolphins, based on their season, that you agree them making the playoffs is a successful season. 305-567-0560. Back after this. Oh, hello, Jennifer!
I flew in from Cleveland, lost my car, still got on air before you.
You know what? You were just like this late. Don't get sassy with me.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to do this. All right. So these are only callers that agree with Leroy, is what you told me?
Yeah. No, hell no. They're not.
Well, I mean, listen, that's what you see.
No matter what, they're going to call in and say what they're going to say.
All right. Let's see. So Leroy's point is, the Dolphins season is a success if they make the playoffs, regardless, because they started 2-6.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brian, do you agree with Leroy?
Yes, sir. Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
So, I know, right? We're stuck in the Dolphins purgatory of eternal 500. I get it. But with that point, it's like, you guys made a good point also. It's like, oh, we started 6-2, ended up, 9-8. Yeah, that was a sour taste, right? Because we started off so hot.
Right.
But I think starting at 2-6 and everything, I mean, we also learned a lot, I think, this season too, right? Like, I think there was a lot of good things that happened that came from this season. Being 2-6, like, we could have been the Colts yesterday, right? I don't know if you guys, the Colts just completely flatlined with their Flacco, with their backup quarterback. And it's like, okay, I mean, there's a little good when it comes to it. You know, we're one game away from possibly entering the playoffs, and I think it showed, that we
showed some moxie to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's better than typical Dolphins fashion where we would have gone into Cleveland yesterday and just, like, failed to Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
All right. All right. So, thanks, Brian.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
All right, there you go. See, somebody agreed with you. I mean, I got a whole bunch of your callers who agree with you. Hold on. Cap for Life, what's up, man?
No, okay, so I agree to a certain extent, okay? For Leroy to say, okay, it's a turnaround. Yeah, it could be a turnaround, but the past 3 years has been a turnaround with backup quarterbacks backing you into the playoffs. Is that the case?
Mm-hmm.
So the past 3 years, what? McDaniel had Skyler, and now he had Snoop backing us into the playoffs. So the last game of the season, you're telling me you're going to want Tua to come off the couch and stop eating chips to come help us win? No, let Snoop finish the job, bro.
So you want you want Snoop to be the quarterback the rest of the way?
Bro, he won the game last week. What was our starting quarterback doing? Eating chips, bro.
He said his hip was hurt. I mean, his hip was hurt, Cap. You don't know how hurt he was.
His hip got a bruise, bro. You know who got a bruise? A bruised eagle right now? This whole fan base because of him, bro. Let the Snoop finish the job, bro.
All right. He's letting Snoop finish the job.
Oh, my goodness.
Dade South says he talks in caps, too.
He really does.
Hey, that is ridiculous. Cap always mad.
Let's see. Roberto, what's up, Roberto? Roberto.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Listen, man, I don't agree with Leroy. I guess I'm the first caller that doesn't really agree with him. I really don't agree with him, and I'm going to tell you guys why.
All right.
If we continue with this franchise just doing this to us, starting 2-6, then all of a sudden turning on the Jets and doing whatever they need to do to get through and get in the playoffs, and that's what we're going to continue being, right? Just a mediocre franchise that just does good to just try and get in. When are we going to be the franchise that's actually going to do something and push deep into the playoffs and, hey, maybe a Super Bowl? I'll listen and hope you guys have a great new year. I love you, Leroy, but I cannot agree with you today, brother.
At least he loves you, Leroy.
Yeah.
So nice. So I get that. Basically, all I'm trying to say with this whole conversation is every season has played out differently. And the 9-8 last year was not the same as the 9-8 this year. Even though they're the same record. Now we can all sit back a year from now and say, hey, we've been back-to-back 9-8. But you're starting to see signs of, hey, this team, if they have to win one, they're getting better at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how far that's going to play out in the future. Because I tell you what, there are some glaring shortcomings on this team.
Of course.
Everybody's quite aware of them. But the mindset and the attitude of the team is really good.
Agreed.
How about they go about doing things? That is the basis to start building some. And so you can change the players and tweak the players and get better there. But this attitude of being 2-6 and fighting like hell to get to 9-8. That's the attitude that you're going to need to go to Buffalo and beat Buffalo, regardless of what your record is. And so I think that to see this team come back from 2-6 and still have an opportunity to get in the playoffs with all that has happened this year, I think says a lot about where they're going and not necessarily the record. Everybody looks at the record. Everybody looks at the record. Everybody looks at, you know, I get it. But there's levels to it. 9-8 last year felt a lot worse than 9-8 will feel this year.
But in the reality, though, it shouldn't. Like,
why?
It's still 9-8.
Starting off 6-2 and ended up 9-8.
Yeah, I mean when you take a step back on the season, if that's what happens, like especially if Tua isn't able to go, like you're still going to be in this mindset of
that's
like
another. That's a whole nother issue.
Of course, but it's like that's also part of the equation. If Tua gets you in and you get to have Tua having another playoff start, First of all, I'll give the Dolphins a. I can't give him a chance against Buffalo. I'm sorry. Even if Tua was to play, if you had Tua fused with Marino,
as long as you're playing, you have a chance to win.
And one more caller. Because
was there anybody who thought the Giants would beat Indianapolis?
No.
Okay, so why can't it happen for your team?
It's Indian. All right, BP, what's up, man? Make it quick.
Hey, okay, I'll make it quick. You guys, look, I'd rather have a shallow playoff run than no playoff run at all, because at least as fans, we have a good time at watching what the possibilities may be.
But I do like having a good time.
Year, like, yeah, and you know what? Drink it up, have a good time, and hope for the best. But in the end, as an athlete, you want to do your best, and you're competitive, and you know what, LH, even if you get bounced out in the first round of the playoffs, at least you made it to the playoffs, and it's more exciting than, you know, playing spoiler.
All right, thanks, buddy. Take care. All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show, including mixing it on up, dude. That's next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take your rascals up until 2 here on the program.
Why you ain't give me no memes?
I'm downloading it currently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not in...
I told you get him that memes.
It's not in the system. So
really? I mean, I would have thought 96 has it.
Me too. I thought we were supposed to be the throwback stage.
Huh.
Yeah, no, not in the system.
All right. Yeah. Well, before you do that, though, before you start looking for the memes, why don't you memes it on up, This is why I'm Frog. This is why I'm Frog. This is why I hop. What do you got for us today, Mimsy?
The Mixed Bag brought to you by us being back together.
Yeah.
Look at that. Last time this year, guys. The final Mixed Bag of the year, so you know I'm going to come with some Drew Smith hate.
Jeez, it's his birthday, dude.
Okay, I'll leave him alone. I'll focus on a man that deserves the spotlight.
Somebody talk about Kevin Love. I mean, did you see him airball that four-footer?
Jesus, dude. 14 minutes. I was like, come on, get him out of the game. We have... word from our new enforcer.
Oh.
Terry Rozier.
Yeah,
scary
dude.
Terry.
Wow. In this corner.
He spoke yesterday about defending our beloved Tyler Hero and says, you know what? It's just natural instincts to do that. This was scary Terry yesterday after the game.
Nah, it's just natural instincts. You know, we got to protect all our guys, but definitely Tyler at all costs. And, you know, it's just natural instincts. He ain't trying to hurt nobody, but I just seen out in the corner of my eye, and that's just who I am.
See, here's the thing. Like, everyone's going to make fun of Tyler today because, he got tossed like a rag doll, which he did.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, in hockey, your best players aren't fighters.
Nah.
You have enforcers.
Right.
You have enforcers.
I mean, if we're being... okay, it wasn't necessarily like a cheap shot, but immediately he was in a vulnerable position.
Of course.
Immediately. Once a guy has you right here, you got to do
Ime
something.
Ime Udoka loved it, though. He's like, what did I see? I saw two guys. I saw one guy was stronger than the other. And I got to tell Ime Udoka, hey, dude, you're the head coach. It's kind of time for you to grow up.
He doesn't have a punchable
big
face.
Bully.
But
he's a bully. He's like, fight, great, let's go. Yeah. Spo's sitting here like, you ever see Spo? And Spo's like, all right, come on, Chris, go handle that. That's what he did. Yeah. Chris Caron, go handle that. Ime Udoka's like, let's go. I can't wait to fight. That's like, hey, you know, Ime, respectfully, you know, you want to fight everybody, all right? You know, you chased Skirt and lost Nia Long.
Come on.
You know, I mean, perhaps this is just me. You lost a championship team over it.
Come on,
perhaps this is just me, but maybe you should just
shut up, dude.
Take it down a notch.
Wasn't he like picking a fight with LeBron earlier this year?
He picks fights with everybody. He just looks like he's picking fights.
So angry.
Look at him.
We get it. You lost.
And by the way, it doesn't help that he has Dylan Brooks on his team.
Well, you see him yesterday, though. More like Dylan cooked.
He might get traded here if there's a Jimmy Butler trade, too, by the way.
That's going to be rough. Hopefully not, though. I hope this kind of drives away.
Is Dylan Brooks the most ornery Canadian of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. No, for sure.
Maybe Larry Walker.
Oh, didn't even know he was Canadian.
What? Anyway.
More of the mix back?
Yeah.
We have a little bit more from yesterday's scuffle, if you will.
This okay.
An opinion that not sure I really want to hear, but this is Loverboy Bam Adebayo about the scuffle, and I don't know. He says some words I don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what being in this locker room is about. That's our locker room. That's the brotherhood we have. Like, one of us getting a scuffle, we all jump in. I mean, you know the rules on the bench, but you know the five that's out there. Go get him off your teammate.
He was in there. Well, he wasn't throwing punches, but no. He was backing people off.
Exactly. He was keeping the peace.
Keeping the peace. Everyone, what's wrong with keeping the peace?
Did you find a problem with that?
A lot of people do, but people want Bam Adebayo to punch somebody right in the face.
You scored 4 points, dude. At least you can do something.
Here's the deal.
Come on.
Especially as captain, they think that he should punch
him. As the leader of the team, you have to do things a certain way.
Udonis would have punched him.
But at all, he's a different leader.
Yeah, he's a different breed.
It's legitimately like his.
If Udonis went out and threw a bowls, you're still going to score 120.
Like, Udonis has him, is like, conflict? Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that. Tough.
That's how he lives. But they're not the same. Not everybody's the same.
You still have to be a captain in that you got to make damn sure you're available for the rest of the game.
Yes. They couldn't have the whole team get thrown out. The game wasn't over.
Oh, yeah. God forbid Bam Adebayo's 6.5 points.
You know, they didn't. You know,
who's in Bam Adebayo?
He does other things. He does other things.
Yeah, like whine, complain.
Don't forget
about that.
Look, I agree that his season has not been up to snuff.
Yeah.
He has not offensively.
Yeah, no.
Hit his mark.
The scientific term for his season is.
Not a scientific term. So. And you will not say that about him.
Come on, dude.
I want you to keep the same energy in front of him.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Well, things get crazy between now and media day. You know?
Yeah,
my brain's so foggy.
I'll bring it up.
I'm telling you, his game has fell off ever since he cheated in Domino.
Look at that! Look, at
you broke
that.
It.
What else you got in the mix bag?
I have potentially. Not sure if you guys witnessed this. The scumbag of all scumbags. But this time, from the Sacramento Kings,
dude. This was crazy. Did you see what the Sacramento Kings did to Mike Brown this weekend, Leroy?
Mikey Brown.
They fired him, right?
They fired him.
They
fired him after running a practice and doing the media.
Look at
they
that.
Put, he was driving to the airport to go to their flight to the Lakers game.
Yeah.
Fired him.
Look at that.
Cold. They lost, like, they've lost six straight, by the way.
Yeah, I
didn't
know,
work.
I
they mean, lost again.
The guy who essentially is responsible for lighting the beam. What kind of relevancy did Sacramento have prior to that? Unfortunately,
De'Aaron Fox didn't sign that extension.
It seems like things are exploding and imploding in Sacramento.
Somebody knew. I'm not going to mention no names.
That firing, though, according to Mr. Michael
Sneaky
Malone,
like a fox.
Sneaky like a fox. What did the fox say? He said, get me the hell out of
here. His quote was like pretty cold. It was like, they'll be all right. Guaranteed contracts. I was like, what? I was like, okay. Apparently, Lou Williams, boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Lou Williams does like a FanDuel TV, and he said that two things really set it off, according to his sauces.
Oh.
He tried to put DeMar DeRozan on the bench.
Who?
Mike Brown.
Yes.
Tried to send DeMar DeRozan to the bench, and that De'Aaron Fox was tired of being singled out in the media.
Wow. Okay.
Now, here's the thing that I would say, though. I don't think firing Mike Brown's going to keep Fox in Sacramento, dude.
Yeah. And DeMar DeRozan, not a Hall of Famer.
Okay,
like
he
I
is
said.
A Hall of Famer, totally. But he's not as good as he used to be.
I'm just saying. Michael Malone, though.
Nuggets coach. Who also coached the Kings.
And
was fired by them.
Chatty Patty. bit of a chatty patty, says that that firing not only was it no class, it was no balls.
Wow.
That's what he said.
On the firing of Mike Brown.
Awful. Yeah, awful. And the reason I say that, Matt, is so we're going into a meeting this afternoon. And, you know, the good thing about me is that I'm not on social media. I'm not aware of what's going on outside these walls sometimes. I've had an office with no windows for 10 years. It's probably taken off 6 years of my life. And I go into the meeting and the coaches say, you hear about Mike Brown? And I said, why? What happened? They said he got fired. And at first I was really shocked and surprised. And then I caught myself. I said, why am I shocked and surprised? For two reasons. One, because as an NBA head coach, ultimately you're going to get the blame. When they win, it's going to go to Sabonis and Fox. When you lose, it's going to go to Mike Brown. That's the way it works. And two, who he works for. So I'm not surprised that Mike Brown got fired, because I got fired by the same person. And what really pissed me off about it was the fact that they lost last night, fifth game in a row, I believe. Tough loss, fouling a jump shooter. They had practice this morning. He does his post-game media, and he's in his car going to the airport to fly to L.A., and they call him on the phone. No class, no balls. That's what I'll say about that. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Thanks, everybody. Hey.
That stuck the landing.
He explained it. Was he wrong?
No, that was pretty good. Okay. No, it was great.
You hurt sometimes.
No class, no balls.
Thanks, everybody.
That's definitely going to be a sign of the next Kings Nuggets game.
Oh, that's going to be good. That's the merch that I need.
No class, no balls.
Wow.
No Fox soon either.
Yeah. Where do you think he lands? You think he gets another
NBA
job?
Hard to say. Hard to say. I'm not doing it, because you guys are going to get, who are we going to trade? And then I'm held to it for life, you know? Like, I can never say anything anymore. Tell you who I'm not trading for him, though.
Wait. You know, you are the reason why we do this with you.
Mm.
Because normally, every time somebody's disgruntled, you picture them in a Heat uniform without considering the ramifications of who and how much and what you're going to have to do to get that play.
Yeah.
So, don't blame us. That's you. You no, set the tone for you. These things.
I blame you.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
Well, you got anything else in the mixed bag, Froggy?
That's it.
Man, we'll take a break. Mike McDaniel addressed his team in the locker room. We'll hear from the Dolphins head coach. See how many game balls he gave out. Back after this.